Here's a text at 81807 on this topic we've been talking about here. It says, I think we're trying to make a complex problem simple. It's not about games or violence on TV. It's about people that are not well and no one recognizing that part of it. Well, that might be part of it here. Let me start. I'm going to take them in order here. Hi, Chris. How are you? Chris is with me from Sleepy Eye. I got a half a minute for you. What did you want to say?
Well, let's simplify it a minute. Would Hesme go out and buy an R-rated movie for her son? This thing's rated mature for a reason. I think maybe she is conflicted. Maybe she should think about it that way. I guess when you have parents who let their kids watch R-rated movies and your child comes home and says he's watched that over there, don't you go, oh, what are they doing? You know, same deal.
Interesting approach, Chris. You know, now here's the thing, though. I don't know if you were listening when she mentioned he has the first version of the game. He has Volume 1, or the first edition of it, but she says she doesn't play it. He played it for a while when he had it, like almost any youngster with a toy. Was enthusiastic about it when he got it, and then it's not like he's obsessed with it either.
Well, correct, but there's no reason to place more items in the child's hand.
Okay. Chris, thanks for making the comment. Let me check Bill here. Bill, you're saying we're not parenting at all? How are things in Eden Prairie this morning?
They're great, John. I have a 13-year-old son. I also have three daughters, and I just feel like parents, we're so focused on our kids that we're not parenting. I mean, I grew up, there was some right and wrongs, and we didn't like it at the time. But it also shaped us into people who understood right and wrong. And I think our kids are just, we're in this culture where the parents kind of worship their kids. And we're afraid for that rejection from our children, even though we know what's right and wrong. We're not willing to have that one day. We're parenting like it's a race, not a marathon. You know, we need to shape these kids long term.
Do you guys have an Xbox at your house?
We have we don't have Xbox, we have Wii. But my son obviously is exposed to the games through his friends, but we also just say no to certain things and we just stand by it, and guess what? The next day he moves on.
Yeah.
And I think principally our kids look up to us and they want us to have discernment. They want us to make good decisions, and they're not always going to be popular decisions.
Good call, Bill. Thanks for ringing in. Kathy, you say you're having the same issue at your house right now? Kathy?
Yes. Yes, John. We've been having this debate for quite a while. My son is 11, and every single friend's house he goes to, they have these games, they play these games, and I have been dragging my feet on purchasing them. Well, this year, I did a ton of research. I talked to all the gamers at GameStop and went online and tried to find the least, if you will, violent out of all of them, which was the Medal of Honor games, which they do have some T-rated games. And so finally bought Medal of Honor Warfighter, and I literally have it underneath the tree wrapped, and I am still debating whether I'm going to give it to him or not on Christmas, because I'm so conflicted with especially everything that happened last Friday. I'm like, do we need any more shooting? But my husband and I kind of came to the point where, you know what, maybe we should have him play this game at our house. And so his friends come over and play it at our house instead of us worrying, well, what other games is he playing at everybody else's house?
If the tragedy, the horrific thing hadn't occurred last Friday, that did. I mean, nothing can be undone here. I understand that. But if it hadn't occurred, do you think you would be as conflicted?
Yes.
You still would be?
Yep. And on top of it, my son also wanted a airsoft gun. That's the other latest greatest for kids of this age, are those airsoft guns. And
What do they shoot?
They're like little foam pellets.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I had actually, my husband and I were at Fleet Farm the weekend of Thanksgiving, and they had a great deal. And he said, we should get this. He's an 11-year-old boy. What 11-year-old kid didn't have a BB gun when I was growing up? Well, I won't let him have a BB gun, so we bought the airsoft gun. Well, after Friday, I took it back. I said, I can't do this. I just cannot do this.
Kathy, I'm so glad. You make me so glad that my kids are older. Oh, Kathy, I understand the conflict. I truly do. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yep, thank
good,
you.
Good luck with it. I'm sure it'll be a good Christmas regardless, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, because it comes from the love and the home and everything else, and that's what matters.
And he's getting Madden 13, so he'll be just happy with that, too.
Yeah, he enjoys that. Okay, there you go. You got it. All right, Kathy, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, man. I should just go over and just go hit both of my kids just on principle right now. just because I'm glad. You make me glad. Here, take this. Boom. It's 11:44. Julio Hayes Zapata is going to come up. He's the tech writer for the Pioneer Press. He's got five ideas for tech gifts under $100 if you're stuck for the last minute. If you're going to take those games back, maybe he's got, how much is Call of Duty Black Ops 2? That's only $60. I wonder if that's on his list. We'll find out next on WCCO. About 10 minutes remaining. 10 minutes remaining in the period. John Hines with you here at News Radio 830 WCCO. Remind me when we get down to a minute, just for those of you, those who are missing hockey, I'll say 1 minute remaining in the period. Interesting story about the Samsung Galaxy S3, about how much info is there and how people can get at that info, and not everybody's happy about it. So we're going to check in here with Julio Ojeda Zapata from the tech columnist at the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Julio, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So tell me about this issue here with the, in short form, if you can, the Galaxy Samsung 3 and why people are not liking the flaw that exists in this product.
Well, if we're talking about the same thing, somebody found a flaw in the underlying hardware, and it's not just the Samsung S3. I think a number of other phones are affected, that would permit someone to get at your information on the phone if they succeed in getting an app installed on the phone, and that's sort of the key. A shady app of some kind has to be installed on the phone, and that is my standard warning for people, regardless of the device you're using, Windows computers, Macs, tablets, phones, know what you're installing on your computer. Don't install software that you don't recognize or trust. Be very, very careful about what you install on your computer. And this is a perfect example of that. If one of these shady characters gets you to install their app on your phone, that app can then take advantage of this flaw in the hardware to basically hack your phone.
Yeah, so, and then gather whatever data or information or whatever it is you've got filed in there.
Yeah. So my point is people get into trouble not because these hackers and such are smart, but because the users themselves are being stupid. So you have to be smart. If you're smart, you very likely, won't get into trouble.
And do they want Samsung to take some initiative here now? Is that right?
Well, I think we're talking about the same thing. There have been announcements. There have been promises to get this straightened out. It's all being resolved. I think this came to light about 2 days ago, and I think all the right people are jumping through all the right hoops. And so I don't think it's a big, huge emergency. Just again, my warning to anybody that has a Samsung S3 or any device, don't install anything on your device that you don't know, trust, and recognize. That's kind of the bottom line.
Yeah, well, so many of us would just go to the very bottom and say, I accept, and then just move on to the next thing. So it's like
I have, there are certain apps that I install on my computer that I know intimately, that I completely trust. I don't, if an app looks even the slightest bit weird to me, I look into it first before I let it on my device.
All right. Hey, now, here's the other thing I wanted to chat with you about here. I've got a few minutes for this. See how many we can get to. Some of these top tech gifts that are out there that might be available for less than $100 as we're closing in on, beauty of it is some stores are going to be open now for 48 or 70 hours or whatever it is. But if you want to go shop, what some ideas here for some tech gifts under $100.
Well, as we're kicking down to Christmas, people start getting a little desperate, and one of the best things you can do is find out what people use. If they use Apple devices, get them iTunes gift cards, Apple Store gift cards. If they're like my kid who uses the Xbox, buy them Xbox points. Buy them a Netflix account. Buy them a Flickr Pro account if they're hardcore photographers. Amazon gift certificate. All of these things, they sort of fall under the broad gift card category that everybody knows, but they're sort of on the tech side of it.
But you have to know a little something about, you better know what your gift recipient is into and is using then.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not sure, buy something more general like an Amazon gift card. But if you know that person has an iPad, then iTunes card will be great. If you know that person plays an Xbox, buy Xbox. My wife and I were in Walmart yesterday, and I just glanced over at the shelf and I saw the little Xbox points card, and I said, "Hey, my son, he always wants more points for his Xbox, so we just grabbed a $20 card and we're going to give it to him on Christmas."
Oh, nice, good thought there. What else you got for me?
On the hardware side of things, I mean, there are a lot of options. Like if you go to the Apple Store, you can get an Apple TV, which is a little box you can hook up to your TV and stream movies. There's a similar device called a Roku.
Yeah, how much does a Roku sell for? I have a Roku at home, and it's really underused. I should be using it more. But what does that box go for these days? It was $100 a couple of years ago.
You can get one for as little as $50 now, which is amazing. And so if you know the person you're giving the gift to likes to watch a lot of movies and TV shows, that's a sort of a can't-miss gift. Another really good option that people might not think of is a Wi-Fi router. Like, a lot of people have Wi-Fi in their homes, but they're using outdated and the routers that are too slow. If you buy them a new router, routers don't cost very much, but if they're using the latest technology, they're going to really make a difference in that person's life. And the two brands that I like very much are anything Linksys. You know, Cisco has a brand called Linksys, Linksys.
Hold on, let me write that down. Okay. Yep.
Linksys. And Linksys, you can get a Linksys router for a little of $60, or if you get a little higher, you get into some of the slightly more powerful routers. But they're all relatively affordable, and they're very good. And then Apple has the AirPort Express. The AirPort Express looks just like the Apple TV, except it's white. And it's just this little thing you plug into your cable modem or whatever, but it works very, very well, and it's very inexpensive.
Okay. Hey, have you tried that Dragon software?
For voice dictation?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been around on computers for a while, and you can get versions of it for the iPad now.
Yeah, they've been advertising it quite a bit this year. I'm just wondering, I've seen it on TV as well, the TV commercials. Does it work that slick? Does it work that well?
It's somewhat specialized. I mean, it's for somebody who wants to write with their voice, and I'll tell you flat out, I'm not one of those persons. But if it's somebody who has like carpal tunnel, or someone who that person's a talker, that might be a good gift. Yeah, and the answer to your question is yes. The software has been around for a long time, and so it's getting pretty close to perfect at this point.
Okay, let me go back to your topic about the router. The router that I use for my Wi-Fi at home is the same router that I got when I got it from the phone company, and I've had it for 4 or 5 years, at least that long. Is that way outdated now? Should I be using something different?
That's entirely possible. Your phone company, in all likelihood, is not going to come to you and say, "Hey, by the way, you've had a router for a while. The technology might be outdated. We'll take it back and here, take this new one." cable and phone companies aren't going to do that. So you have to take the initiative and say, "I think my router's a little out of date. I'd like one, with the most up to date wireless technology. Could you swap them out for me?" And they'd be happy to do that, and it probably won't cost you any money. You'll still be paying the small rental fee per month.
Oh yeah, that's right. I think I might have actually purchased this one. I got to go back and look at my phone bill again now. Yeah.
But Comcast, for instance, they'll set you up with a combo cable modem and wireless router, and it actually works out pretty well. Although I would not want to do that. I prefer to own my own router, and I have sort of a higher-end Linksys router that I like very much.
And it just works that much more efficiently.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind, if the more inexpensive routers are perfect for people who want to like browse the web and do email and like things like that in their home. But if it's someone who wants to stream like video, from device to device in their home, video streaming via Wi-Fi in their home takes a lot of bandwidth. It's very demanding, and if it's somebody like that who's going to do very intensive wireless stuff with video and audio and pictures, then you should bump up and get one of the more expensive routers.
Good stuff, Julio. Thank you so much for the last minute gift ideas here. Maybe you put a couple of seeds into some people's minds. We will talk to you for sure after the first of the year. We'll take a preview of CES coming up. You have a great Christmas and a great weekend and everything coming up here, Julio.
Yeah, happy holidays.
All right. Julio Ojeda Zapata. It's time to put our toys away. I'll say thanks very much. Chris, Susan, thank you very much. For everybody who called in, I appreciate your participation here on WCCO Radio. We'll move on. Chad Hartman coming up next.